Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mayville Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go and grab your Bible, pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will hear our prayer today and let our cry come unto thee. We pray, Lord, that you will hide not your face from us in this day, in the time of trouble. We need you, O Lord. We pray that you come to our rescue and that you will bless our souls. Pour out of your spirit upon us and send thine anointing. Help us, O Lord. We want to praise your name. We want to lift you up and we want to sing unto thee because we know that you are worthy today. So help us, O Lord. Give us the strength in our bodies. Touch us, O Lord. Heal our bodies. Oh, my God, touch us while we're praying, O Lord, while we're waiting and while we're crying unto you. We need you to help us today, O Lord. Fix us and make us the way you want us to be. Let our hearts be fixed, O Lord, that we will serve you until our dying day, through Lord, every test and every trial, teach us, O Lord, how to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We are seeking to make it into that city, O Lord, that you have prepared for everyone that love your appearing. Help us, Jesus. We need a closer walk with you. We want to get closer to you. We want to seek your face, O Lord. Make us to be what you would have us to be. Help us, O Lord. Give us strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Touch our feeble bodies. Help us, O Lord. We need healing today. We need strength today. We know you got the power, and we know that you're able to deliver, O Lord. Touch us while we're praying. While we're waiting, move in our behalf. Take control tonight, O Lord. Sing a word and let the Spirit of God prevail. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out. He's seeking to overthrow us in the name of Jesus. But you said in your word, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. We are trusting in you today. We know you're able to take us through. We are depending on you and taking you at your word today, O Lord. Help us to stand our test. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Make us to be what you would have us to be. Help us, O Lord. We want to go through. We want to be saved. And we want to endure until the end. Help us today, O Lord. We pray that you look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless. Save today, O Lord. Draw somebody closer to you. Encourage that soul that is cast down. Touch right now, Lord. Send deliverance to those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Those who want to be healed, have mercy today, O Lord. Send on help. Come to our rescue, O Lord. Hear our cry, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able today. We know you got the power. We're depending on you. We're looking to you and trusting in your word. We're standing on the word of God because we know you're able, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Bless us today. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Save us and we shall be saved. Heal us and we shall be healed. And I pray, Lord, that you look on every name that is listed on the prayer list. Touch one by one, name by name. heal and deliver, forgive sin, blot out of transgressions, make a way out of no way, heal the troubled mind, save the unsaved. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, O Lord. Look on your people today, O Lord. Look on those who are in authority. Touch them, O Lord. Lead and guide them, O Lord. Help them to acknowledge you, Lord, that you may direct their path. Help them to lead this country in the name of Jesus. Bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, Lord. Bind his evil works. Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind that devil, Lord. Cast him out, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We take you at your word. We believe you in faith. And we thank you in faith, O Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what we believe you're going to do. We
thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, O Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. I put your praises to your name, O Lord. Because you are worthy, Lord. I thank you for touch, Lord. I thank you, O Lord. Thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you, O Lord, for encouraging my soul. I thank you, Lord. Help me, O Lord, to continue in prayer and to continue to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, bless this broadcast and bless every soul that is on this broadcast. We know that you're able. We believe you today, and we thank you in faith. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 13th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. How long wilt thou forgive me, O Lord? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, how long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 13th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the touch in the prayer. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-216. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we are continuing to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We are praying for Deacon Roger Tanner, for Danny Thompson, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing this song. Reach out and touch the Lord
as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. If your heart is sad and lonely, there's no joy anywhere. If there's no one left to comfort and no one left to care, just cast your cares on Jesus and upon his arms rely. Just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. All along a dusty roadside, on his way to raise the dead, mighty was the crowd that followed, hungry for the living bread. I must touch him, cried a woman. I must touch him or I'll die. She reached out and she touched the Lord as he passed by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's never too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen, and I appreciate that song. That's a touching song. All we have to do is just reach out and touch the Lord. Glory to God. And he will bless us and cause us to feel better. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that selection. Now we want to get ready, prepare our hearts for the word of God. Tonight is oldies, but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. Now we want you to listen attentively to the word of God.
Turn our hearts and minds to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy to us, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for how you've given us another chance to pray, Lord, another chance to draw nigh to you, Lord. We pray that you look upon our souls, Lord. Give us strength where we're weak, Lord. Help us to do thy will, Lord. Help us to speak thy word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you're able, Jesus. Look on the prayer petitions, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus, to lift heavy burdens, Lord, to strengthen the weak, Lord, to save the unsaved, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're a healer for both body and soul, Lord. Send all your healing power tonight, Lord. Jesus, we know you're a miracle worker, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on Evangelist Melinda, Lord. Continue to strengthen her body, Lord. Continue to heal, Lord. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. The power is in thy hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you send your anointing, send your word tonight, Lord. Stir our souls, Lord. Help us to speak thy words, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to please you, Lord. We want your will to be done in our lives, Lord. We pray that you look upon your people everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift that heavy burden, Lord. We know you're a way maker, Lord. You're able to do it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us, Lord. Stand by us and keep us in thy will, Lord. Have your way tonight. Sing thine anointing, Lord. We'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ask you to turn to your Bibles. Turn with me to James, if you have your Bibles handy. The first chapter of James. Praise the Lord. And beginning with the first verse. And it says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Praise the Lord. I believe that's James, the first chapter, and the 12th verse. It says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. I believe temptation is a trial. It is a test. And I believe here James was speaking to the church and he was telling them, blessed is that man that endures temptation. You see, we got to be tried. We have to be tried as gold is tried by the fire. And so we must be tried that we may come forth as pure gold. But the Lord, God knows, I know we can come out as pure gold. And we're going to read over in the, about the, beginning with this third verse. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then it skips on down. It says, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. But it says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. I want to leave a thought with you. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. I believe blessed means to make happy. It means that you're satisfied or to bring satisfaction. And endure means to tolerate, to last. It means to continue, to remain firm under adversity. And God knows in these last days, there are many adversities. There are many things that come against us that cause us to want to stand or draw back. But in the midst of this adversity, we've got to endure. We've got to go through our tests and our trials. We can't give up. We can't draw back on God. The Bible says he that putteth his hand to the gospel plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We must dive and go forward. We must hold on. prison, he will also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. When God is on your side, he will make a way out of no way, just like he did for the children of Israel when he made a pathway through the Red Sea. You see, God is a good God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that cannot fail. We serve a mighty strong God. He's able to take us through, just like he brought
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the message on tonight.
God.
And at this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation to allow you a chance. If you don't know the Lord, you can give your life to the Lord. And if you want to be saved or if you want to be healed or you want to be delivered, God is able, as we called Evangelist Sheila Hameen, to come forth and lead us in this prayer of salvation.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you. We humble our hearts. We call upon your holy name. Lord, look down upon us while we're praying this prayer. We come to you, O God, on behalf of those who are desiring to be saved, asking, God, that you will look on them in a special way, that you will touch their minds and their hearts. O God, prick their hearts unto repentance. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you'll forgive their sins and that you'll blot out their transgressions. Wash them and clean them up on the inside, Lord. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Have mercy tonight, Lord Jesus. We call on you, Lord, to stop by here and to make your holy visitation.
Yes.
Lord God, we know that all power is in your hand, and there's nothing too hard for you, my God.
Yes, Lord.
We are praying, God, that you will reach out to the souls who are feeling like they have no hope. They're feeling that they're lost in this world. Be merciful, oh God, and lift them up, Lord.
Yes.
Give them hope, my deal yourself unto them. Let them know that you are the true and living God. There's no other God beside you, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We call on you for mercy.
Yes.
We know, Lord, that your arm is not shortened, that it cannot save. We know that your ear is not heavy, that you can't hear the call of those of us who are calling on you tonight. Please, Lord, incline your ear and hear our cry. We pray, Lord, for deliverance tonight, that you will send on deliverance, oh God, the souls that are bound up, desiring to be made free. Loose their shackles in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage, my God. Move the hindrance, oh Lord. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord God. Lift the burden right now in the name of Jesus. Save to the utmost, my God. All the power is in your hand. Lord, if you just speak a word, we know it shall be done. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, and we're looking unto you. We are praying, Lord God, that you will remember the backslider, that you will help them to return unto you, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Let them know that salvation is unto them, for you are married to the backslider. Oh, my God, move whatever it is in the way that's stopping them right now, Lord, and help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, my God, take the hand of death and give somebody enough time to repent of their sins, to call on your name. Oh, Lord God, remove the doubt and the unbelief, my God. Remove it right now, oh, God, and help somebody to believe unto salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, continue to bless us tonight through your word, my God, and help us to endure temptation, to endure tests and trials, to hold on and to trust in you with our whole hearts, oh, God. We need your help, Lord. Well, we can't do anything without you. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. And we pray, God, that you'll remember all of those who are requesting prayer, anyone who's on the prayer list desiring to be made whole, healed, delivered, saved, whatever it is they desire. Oh, God, we pray that you will grant it unto them. Let it be done according to your holy will. and bless your people continually, Lord. Bless this ministry, oh God, and everyone who's listening. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord. We know you're able, oh God. We believe you tonight. We're taking you at your word, and we count it as done, Lord. We give you thanks, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. We praise you, Lord, for your word tonight. We
thank
you, God, for touch. We thank you, Jesus, for sending help, Lord. We
thank
you for the faith of
hope,
oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. For what you're doing right now, Lord.
Yes,
we praise your name. We magnify you and we lift you up. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Prayer of salvation coming through Dr. Sheila. I mean, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the message, for the prayer, and for everyone that's on the line. This time we're going to have remarks from our evangelist and from Sister Rhoda.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God talking about blessed is the man that endures temptation. And I truly enjoy this message. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And I heard the message, I heard Evangelist Maybell say that God, he's able to take us through. We don't have to succumb to the temptation. There is a way of escape with the temptation. And God, he's so faithful, he doesn't allow us to be tempted above that we are able. And if we endure, we are blessed. And I tell you, she preached this thing. So I nearly unmuted and yelled, preach. I had to remember it was a recording. But I enjoyed it so much that I could feel the anointing. And normally I might, you know, sit down and listen to it, but I was standing up and I couldn't move from that spot because I was just enjoying the word of God. I tell you, I truly enjoyed it. I thank God for this ministry. Thank God, Evangelist Maybell, for your ministry. And you, Evangelist Hameen, Sister Cheryl. And I tell you, I enjoy the word of God. I want to say to you, Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful message and that anointed message.
Yes,
that was an encouraging message to let us know how blessed we are if we endure temptation. And we don't have to do it on our own, but God will help us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I really enjoyed that message. I'm stirred up, and I thank the Lord for his word. So let us be encouraged tonight. Let us not throw up hands or just give up, because we want crown of righteousness that the Lord has prepared for us. Oh, glory to God. But we can't receive that crown if we don't endure. So we must endure temptation. Praise God. And we can be blessed if we endure. So I thank God for all the beautiful things that were said in that message. And I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord. We thank God for this ministry. Just thank God for all things. We also thank God for Sister Rhoda. Praise God. Amen. God bless
you. Yes, amen, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That
Hallelujah.
Is a very, very powerful message today, talking about endurance. The Lord is reminding us to endure.
Yes.
This journey to heaven, brethren, is not easy. We face a lot of things as children of God. Sometimes we hunger, no food. Sometimes we are sick. Sometimes we are, there are so many things happening in our life, spiritual lives. But the Lord is reminding us to endure up to the end, because the crown is waiting for us in heaven. Also, God allows us to pass through those things, to test our hearts whether we love him despite whatever you are going through. Could be you don't have money, don't have a job, don't have a place to stay. You are lonely. God is watching from above. Will you continue loving God despite of all those things you are passing through? Many, many people give up. What is the kind of salvation? This one, now I'm suffering. How come God's not hearing my prayers? No. He knows exactly what we are going through. Because, let me tell you, children of God, when God wants to use somebody, you have to pass through fire, not a temptation. Hold on to God, because he wants to use you. If you remember the story of King David, he was just a shepherd in the wilderness with animals, goats, whatever. He faced a lot of problems, challenges, fighting with lions, bears, whatever. But what happened later? He became a great king. But I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, being that God wants to use you in a mighty way, but you have to pass the test, those temptations. Don't cry. Don't give up. Ah, no, if this salvation is like that, I think it's enough. If you remember the story of Israel, the Israelites, they were being taken to their promised land, Deuteronomy chapter 8, if I'm not mistaken, from verse 2. God says he allowed them to pass through that, to hunger, to starve. Seeing what happened, God was faithful. He never left them. He fed them with his manna. He gave them water. So the same thing applies to us today, children of God. Let us hold on to God. Let us trust in him. Don't worry whatever you are passing through. Focus on God. He's faithful. He'll never forsake us. He cannot allow temptation to overtake us. He'll always open the door for us to come out in Jesus' name. And the crown is waiting for us in heaven. Because the Bible says the way to heaven is very, very narrow. It's not easy. But those who are going to hell is wide. So are we going to choose the narrow way where you have to suffer for the sake of Jesus, for the sake of God? Then in the end, you get blessed. Thank you so much. God bless you. This message, I was really encouraged. It's a reminder to us not to give up. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I always enjoy you, Sister Rhoda.
Yes.
And you're right on target. I tell you, because that devil, he want us to throw a pan. And I tell you, he just told me that today. You might as well give up. That's what he said. But I tell you, I got to keep on praying and keep looking to the Lord. And I needed to hear this message myself on tonight. And I thank God for it. It is a man that endures. I've got to endure. I know I've been through a lot already, but I've still got to endure. The devil is never going to stop. I told somebody today, the devil is never going to stop trying you. I don't care as long as you live on the face of this earth and Satan is still here, you are going to be tried. He's never going to stop. So we can't stop either. If we want to make it, we got to persevere and continue in the way of the Lord and in the word of the Lord. And I just thank God tonight for each of you on the broadcast and for the exhortations coming through our evangelists. I enjoy each of them, and I'm thankful for your support, because without your support, I don't know what this broadcast would be, but God knows. I thank God for you, and I encourage you to continue to work along with me, the Lord's will, as long as the Lord gives, so that we could be a blessing to someone else, and someone else can come and give their life to the Lord. Praise God. If that's all, is there anything else or anyone else? Not. We thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight, and we look forward to being back again on Sunday night, Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And we say God bless you and good night. God bless you, Sister Rose. God bless everyone. God bless.